Now let's stick our heads in the door of a health care clinic for low-income people in Goshen, Indiana. Fees at this clinic are modest, but many customers still can't pay their medical bills because so many are out of work. The clinic has come up with a way to help patients to pay for treatment even if they don't have cash. From member station WVPE in Elkhart, Michael Linville reports.
On a cool fall afternoon, 16-year-old Stephanie Sellis cradles her four-day-old son in her lap as she sits in an examination room at the Maple City Healthcare Center. This is Braden Alexander's first visit to the doctor's office, and Stephanie's being reassured by a nurse practitioner while anxiously awaiting a midwife.
When Beth comes in, she will definitely check his color.
Like any new parent, Stephanie has lots of questions these days, though she admits she was more worried 7 months ago when she wondered not only how she was going to tell her parents she was pregnant, but how without health insurance, she'd pay for her prenatal care. That's when she heard about the Maple City's More Than Money program. It lets patients pay for health care without spending any actual money. Last fall, when Elkhart County's unemployment rate topped 10%, the clinic began noticing that patients weren't showing up for appointments because they couldn't even come up with a few bucks for an office visit. So founder James Gingrich decided to tap his patients' skills instead.
If instead of seeing all these people without jobs as being a problem, joblessness, if instead we see the resource, which is they have time now, and these people do have gifts that they can contribute, and so one of the things we want to do is say, so how do we bless that?
The clinic began offering $10 an hour towards health care if a patient volunteered at another nonprofit organization. Just down the street from the clinic, 35-year-old Maria Areno is volunteering by restocking locally grown organic apples in the produce section at a co-op. She says the More Than Money program has been a lifeline.
This program is really helpful to me because it allows me to pay for my diabetic care. And since my husband was laid off and we don't really have any income, it really helps me to continue to get the care that I need.
And Maria is not the only one thankful for the help. Co-op General Manager Richard Elmore says in addition to the work the volunteers do, they also provide another benefit.
What these volunteers have done for us is they help us stock, they do a lot of cleaning. And since most of the volunteers that we get from Maple City Healthcare Center are Latino, that adds diversity to our store.
To date, Maria, Stephanie, and about 33 other More Than Money participants have logged about 350 hours of community service. Anita Manoyan heads the National Association of Community Health Centers. She says while most clinics try to help those struggling to pay their bills, Maple City's approach is unique.
Most of the community health centers I know do some sort of trade or work program if the patients are interested in doing that. But I'm not aware of anybody else who's doing anything that structured.
Manoyan says community health centers promise no patient will be turned away because they can't pay. Still, she says the best thing about this program is it helps both those receiving the assistance and those volunteering. New mom Stephanie Sellis volunteered at a low-cost health care agency to pay for all of her prenatal care, and she agrees.
If I have a chance to go back in the future, I probably will, just to help out. It doesn't matter that I don't have anything else to pay, it's just to help out.
And Maple City Healthcare Center patients can sleep easy, knowing they'll continue to get the treatment they need, no matter how they pay for it. For NPR News, I'm Michael Linville.